Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Yud, 7 lines from the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and previously the Gemara spoke about the Issa of Mayim Megulim, and the Gemara stated Chamir Sakanta Miyisura, and the Gemara now continues to discuss this topic further as Tanan Hasam, as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtas Chumais, Gimel Mashkan Asur Mishum Gilui, Mayim V'yayim V'cholav, that there are 3 types of liquids that the Issa of Gilui would apply to, and that is water, wine, and milk, as the entire reason that we have an Issa on Mashkan Megulim is because we have a suffix and we are chayshish that potentially a snake would drink from these liquids and its venom would go into these kalim and into these liquids, and once someone drinks from the venom they would be poisoned, and snakes only drink mayim, yayin, and chalav and no other liquids. And the Mishnah continues that certainly if someone finds an uncovered keli and he doesn't know who left it there, then certainly that would be usher, as he doesn't know how long it was sitting uncovered, and certainly we would have to be chayshish for a nachash that may have drank from this liquid. However, the Mishnah is Kama Yishu V'yuasurin, that if someone left a keli with liquid and he walked away and now he returns, what is the shear as to when it would become usur, and at what point does he have to be chayshish that potentially a nachash drank from this keli? And the Mishnah states Kadesh Yitzi HaRachash B'makim Kar V'yishta, that the shear is that from the time they left the keli and he walked away from this uncovered keli, and there would be enough time for a nachash that was close by to come and drink from this keli. And the Gemara now is for Kama Makam Karev, and what is considered a Makam Karev, and Amar Bitzav Breder of Yuda, Kadesh Yetzi Mitachas Eizen Kli V'yishta, that the shear is the amount of time that a snake that is hiding underneath the rim of the keli would be able to come out and drink from the keli. However, the Gemara is bothered, Yishta Hakachazilei, that how could the Mishnah state that we have to be Choshish Mishum Gilui based on the amount of time, Kadesh Yetzi Arachash Mimakam Karev V'yishta, as if the person comes back and he only left for the amount of time that would take the nachash to come out from its hiding place and drink from the keli, so certainly he would actually see the nachash drinking from the keli, as we didn't account for the time that would take the nachash to go back underneath the rim of the keli. And the Gemara responds that inachinami eliyishta v'yachzel churai, that certainly the Mishnah meant that the amount of time that is required in order to be chayshish mishum gilui is the amount of time that would take a nachash that is hiding underneath the rim of the keli to come out of that area to drink from the keli and then go back to its hiding place. Ayin Rashi Dibu Maschal HaRachash HaNachosh as Rachash Tagum Shel Sheretz and Mitachas Eizen Kli Choshin Shem Ahoyish Shem Sheretz V'Shosa. And the Gemara is Haka Chazilei Kivin Shalei Shol Shem HaNachosh Shir Shiyach Lach Zol Churai El Kedesh Yuchalov Lishtais Havadei Loi Asa, as certainly the Asa Haka Chazilei Hai B'chaz Rasa L'Churai Tachas Eizen Akli B'Kaka. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us remember that Tav Tesam and Aleph Rav Huna stated Behemah b'chaya b'cheskas isay medes ad shiyavodel cha b'ma nishchata, and nishchata harei b'cheskas heta ad shiyavodel cha b'ma nitrofa. And Rav Huna taught us that when dealing with shchita, there are 2 relevant chazakas. There's 1 chazaka l'chumra and 1 chazaka l'kula. Our Gemara will continue and bring machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, and this will be relevant to the previous Gemara and the previous member of Rav Huna. And our Gemara continues itma that we learned hashecha b'sakim v'nimsus paguma, and Rashi explains that certainly the sheikh had checked his knife prior to shechita. However, he didn't check his knife immediately after shechita. Then at a later point in the day, he checked his knife and he finds that there's a nick in the knife. Certainly if someone does shechita with a knife that is nicked, then the shechita would be puzzle, as that is the case of Iker, where he's tearing the simonim instead of slicing the simonim. However, in this case, we now have a suffix. If the knife became pogum while it was slicing through the skin of the animal and prior to shechita, and the shechita would be pasul, or do we say that it happened after shechita and the shechita was valid? And the Gemara tells us Amar Rav Huna Afilu Shiva Batzam is Kol Yem Psula Chashin and Shem Ba'or Nifkama. And Rav Huna holds that even if after shechita this person was chopping bones with this knife, therefore it would make a lot more sense to say that the way the knife became pogum was because it was chopping on wood. However, even so, we would still say that the shechita was pasul, as we would still be chayshish that the knife became pogum while slicing through the skin and the heart of the animal prior to shechita. As Rashi explains, nifkama v'nimsa shlo nishchu asimanim al nikru shapagam kareya, and as the pasuk states in Pashas Re'eh v'zavachta, and by tearing the simanim that would passel the shechita. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Chisda amar kshira shema be'etzem nifkama wasam agiris chayshinan emo be'etzem nifkama, and Rav Chisda is mekel, and he holds that although at this point we find that the sakin was nifkam, however the original shechita was kosher, as we will be told that the pegima happened only after shechita, and while he was chopping bones, and not while he was cutting through the skin of the animal prior to shechita. And the Gemara continues and explains the shita of Rav Huna and Rav Chista. And as the Gemara states, Bishlam Rav Huna Kishmaitzei. Now we certainly understand the shita of Rav Huna based on the first din they taught us on Daf Tesem and Aleph that stated Behemim Bechaya Becheskes Isrei Medes Achi Vodel Chabimah Nishchita. And since we now have a suffix, if the shechita was valid or not, so Uki Behema Chaskasa, and the original Chazaka was that it was Eiv Menachai, as Rashi explained, or was Einishchuta, as Taisus and Mesechus Beya explains. Therefore, Rav Huna holds that this behema still is Becheskes Isser, and as Rashi states, Kishmaitzei de Omel El Becheskes Isser Medes Achi Vodel Chabimah Nishchita, and Vizu Neidel Basafik Beshchita. And the Gemara continues, El Rav Chista Mai Taima, and what is the reason for the din of Rav Chista that he says that the original shechita was kosher? And the Gemara explains, Amalachad, Rav Chista will respond, Etzem vade pegim, or suffik pegim, suffik le pegim, havi suffik uvadai, vein suffik moitzim le vadai, that since it is very likely that when one chops bones with a knife, that the knife will become pogim, while it's not very shchiach, that when someone cuts through the skin of an animal, that the knife becomes nifgam, and therefore, ein suffik moitzim le vadai, and we therefore consider the initial shechita to be valid. And Ayin Rajbu points out that the Lashon of our Gemara of Safik and Vadai are not the standard Lashon of Safik and Vadai, and as Rashba states, Safik Uvadai Shinemru Kan, Loinemru Al Derech Rav Safik Uvadai Shinemru B'Talmud, Shavadai Machash Safik, Vasafik Machash Savadai, Avakan In Safik Machash Savadai, the Efshel Or Shinifgam, the Efshel Etzim Shapogam, that over here it's possible that the skin made the Begima, however it's also possible that by cutting bones that caused the Begima, and the Efshel Shishneim Pogam Sesakin, and it's also possible that both cause begima, and the hocha hochim afishinale, a manichin as a matzi lifgum, the toilum bemisha in a matzi lifgum, the etzim matzi lifgum, as we explained. And the Gemara now continues, Masiv Ravalis Yula Rav Huna, the Rav will bring a question and bring a riot to Rav Huna from a brisa, as the brisa teaches us, Benegay is someone that was tamei and went to a mikvah, said Tavav Olivin, Nimsalav Davachites, that if he went to the mikvah and then he comes up, and then a while later he finds on his body something that would be a chatzitza, we will use the example of Rabbeinu Gershom, where it states, Klema, Kemosha Seifahu Umnasai, Nimsa Love, Klema Bisari, Ma'at Medyai. And for example, if this person is a Sefer, and then after he comes out of the mikvah, he finds some ink on his skin, and ink will be a chatzitza. And Ayin Tesis, why Rabbeinu Gershom specifies that he found it on his skin, as possibly there's a chiluk between finding something on your skin and finding something in your hair. And the Braisa continues, Afal Pishin Asik Ba'isa Min Kol Yain Kulai, and even if from the time that he came out of the mikvah until the end of the day he was busy being a sefer and he was busy writing with ink, so his tefillah would not be valid and we would still consider him tamei until he is able to say with certainty that I'm sure that at the time that I went to the mikvah that I did not have any chatzitza. And Rava continues with his raya, but in this case certainly he went to the mikvah and really should be tar, suffik havaleh, suffik le'avaleh, and there's a suffik if the chatzitza was on him prior to going to the mikvah, and therefore he'd be tamei, and there's a suffik that maybe the chatzitza only happened after he came out of the mikvah, and really is tar, and v'ka'asi suffik u'maitzim le'vadai, and the Braisa still teaches us that we consider him tamei, as we are still concerned that potentially he had the chatzitza prior to going to the mikvah, and l'chayit is a raya to Rav Huna, and we consider him tamei based on his prior chazaka that he was tamei. And Ayin Taisis Diba Maschal V'Hachad the Vadei Tavol, and Tais points out that it's not Vadei Tavol, as certainly there is a suffix that potentially he had a chatzitza, but Tais explains, Pirish Karvel Vadehu the Tavol Shapir, Kivin Shin Sasek Ba'isha Min Achakein, since he was busy with ink the rest of the day, so it would definitely seem more likely that the ink only fell on his basar after the tefillah, and not prior to tefillah, and this is very similar to the previous case where someone does shechita, and we're not certain if the actual nick happened based on cutting through the R, which is not as likely, or if the knife became pogum by cutting through bones, which is much more likely. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hasam the Ikalamema, Hame Tomal Cheskasai, the Eimaloi Taval, that possibly this Brisa could even be going like Rav Chista, and the reason why we consider him Tamei is not because Safik is Maitzim Nevadai, but because there is a Chazaka that this person was Tamei prior to going to the mikvah, and since we're unsure if his tefillah was valid or not, so Hamid Gabriel Cheskasai, and he's still considered Tamei. However, the Gemara responds that just like there's a chazaka b'negiyah someone says Tomei, there is also Chazaka b'negei behema, and as the Gemara continues, Hachinami hamin behema chaskasai ve'im olay nishchita. Then in our case as well, then Reb Chista should also agree that since prior to shchita the behema is asa. Now that we have a suffix, we should also say hamin behema chaskasa, and the behema should be asar. However, the Gemara responds that there's a difference between the case of the behema and the case of a person that was tayvol as a reshchuta lefenecha, as lemaisa at this point is behema is no longer alive, and it seems that the shechita was done properly, and therefore the second klal of Rav Huna that we saw in Daf Tesam and Aleph should apply, that nishchata arei b'cheskes heter ad sheyavod l'cha b'men nishchafa. However, the Gemara continues, hachinami harei tov l'fenecha, that l'maisin is b'reisa, this person went through the mikvah, and it would now seem that this person is tar, and therefore this should break the original chazaka, and l'chari l'fir of chista, we should say that he would be tar, and l'maisin the b'reisa teaches us that we consider him tamei. However, the Gemara responds, has yilda be'riusa, and l'maisa we now see that he has a chatzitza, and therefore there's a reyesa in his tefillah. That's why the b'risa states that he's tamei, and the Gemara once again states, hachinami is yilda be'riusa, and in our case as well, even though there was a proper shechita that was done, but l'maisa we now see that the knife is nifgam, why would Rav Chista say that we consider the behema kosher, and why would this be different than the case of the mikvah? Finally, the Gemara explains that there is a chilud between our case and the case of the mikvah, as sakin israel behema lo israel, as in the case of Rav Chista, where one shecht an animal, certainly immediately after one shechts an animal, in a reshchut lefenecha, and it seems that the animal was shechted properly, and at this point the animal would be kosher, and even after the fact, we didn't find any reyesa in the actual behema, and we only found a reyesa in the knife, since the reyesa is on an outside object, and not on the behema itself, therefore Rav Chista holds that the behema would be kosher. However, when someone goes to the mikvah and there is now a suffix on the person, if he is tar or if he's still tummy, the Braisa teaches us that since we have a reisa in the gavra himself, as we're not sure if he had a chatzitza on him at the time of tefillah or not, therefore even Rav Chista would agree that we would consider him tummy. And as Rashi states, behema lo yisrael bekimin d'lab begufa mamish yisalid el bedova achal lo yidom lo tefillah v'lo yosu suffix to reisa the sakin moitzi oisei midei shchita v'adois devadei etzem pogam. And certainly it's much more likely that the way that the sakin received this pegima is because he was chopping wood, not from cutting through the skin of the animal. And the Gemara now continues, Mesvei, let us ask another question of Chista based on the following brisa. And this brisa is talking about someone that shechts an oif, and although we know that when shechting a behima, one has to shecht roiv of the konan, roiv of the veshet, however when shechting an oif, one only has to shecht roiv of one of the simanim. And this brisa teaches us three dinim, as number one, shachar saveshet v'aki nishmana gageres kshira, that if one is shechting an oif and he shechts the veshet, which is the food pipe or the esophagus, and at that point his shechita was already kosher, and only afterwards does the gageres or the kana, or what we would refer to as the trachea or windpipe, gets dislodged, so certainly the shechita was kshira. And number two, the brisa teaches us nishmana gageres v'aki shachar saveshet psula, that certainly if the gageres or the kana was previously dislodged, only afterwards does he do shechita to the veshet, then the oif would already have been a trefa, and therefore the shechita would be pasul. Rashi points out, v'hodin nakat shechita beveshet v'shmuta begageres, hu adin dafil ipchanami, the same din would apply if one initially would have done shechita to gageres, and then it would be nishmat haveshet, then it would be kshira, and if it would be initially nishmat haveshet, and then shachat as a gageres, then it would be psula. And the reason why the Braisa gave these scenarios is el mishim de gageres avid l'shtamute, and this is the way that the Gemara on Daf Chav Chasam and Aleph will explain this Braisa. And finally, the Braisa brings a third scenario, which will be relevant to our Shaila, as the Braisa continues, Shachar Saveshet v'nimtzis ha-gager shmuta v'eini yodeim koyim shchita nishpada m'la'acha shchita nishpada zel yemaisa v'amru kol safek b'shchita pasol. If one shechted the veshet and then you find that the gageres was nishpada, and we now have a safek, if it was dislodged prior to the shchita of the veshet, and therefore the bird would be a trefa, or if it occurred after the shchita of the veshet, and it would be kosher. This story actually occurred, and the Rabbanan Paskin, that any time we have a suffix by shchita, then it would be pasul. And from the directing of this brisa, the Gemara does not have a question, since we already stated that even Rav Chista would agree to Rav Huna, and where the suffix or the reyesa is in the actual gavra, as we saw by the person that went to the mikvah, based on the chazaka, so we would say that the person is tamei, and this situation as well, Rav Chista would agree that since the suffix is nailed in the actual oif, as we're unsure if the oif was a already a treifa prior to shechita, so certainly we would say that hamadava chaskasai, certainly the shechita would be pasal. However, the Gemara's question is from a diak for the brisa, as the brisa stated zehoy meisav amru kol safik b'shechita pasal, and the meisav the brisa could have just stated zehoy meisav amru pasal. Therefore, the Gemara's medayik that when the brisa stated kol safik b'shechita is pasal lasuye mai, so why did the brisa have to add in those words and lav lasuye kai gavna, and lechur it's coming to be mechadish to us, even if the suffix would not be in the actual bird, and instead the suffix would be in the sakin itself, that even so we would say that it's pasul, and certainly this would be a raya to Rav Huna and a question to Rav Chista. However, the Gemara responds, loy lasuye suffix shah, suffix doras, that you can't be medayik from the brisa, even in a case where there's a suffix in the knife itself, that this bird would be usar, as it could be that the brisa is just teaching us, and not only is the bird usar in a case where we have a suffix, if the bird itself was a treifa prior to shechita or not, but the bird would also be usar to eat, even if the suffix would be in how the person shechted the bird, and if there was a psol shehiyah or drisa, as even though the suffix is not if the bird is a treifa or not, and the question is if the shechita was valid or not valid, then even Rav Chista would agree that we would paskin lechumra, and the bird would be usar, as the reisa was nolad in the bird itself. However, in a scenario where the suffix is not nolad in the bird itself, and it was nolad in the outside object, and for example, in the case of Rav Chista, where there's a suffix if the knife is pogum or not pogum, so in that case, Rav Chista would paskin lekula, and we continue on Daf Yudon Beis, and as the Gemara explains, umayshna, and was the chil between the case of Rav Chista and the case of the Braisa with the Oifais, and the Gemara explains, hasim yisaldul b'reyusu b'behima, in the case of the Oifais, so we have a shayla either regarding the Oif becoming a treifa, or if there was shi or drisa, since there's a suffix in the actual Oif itself, even Rav Chista agrees that we look at the original chazaka prior to shechita, this Oif is asar. However, hacha, in the case of Rav Chista, sakin yisra'i, behima lo yisra'i, that since in this case, the only reisa is in the sakin, as potentially the sakin was pogum prior to shechita, but there's no actual reisa in the behima, therefore Rav Chista holds, in this case, we look at the status of the animal at this point, and arei shechuta lefanecha, as Rabbeinu Gershom states, at the bottom of Daf Yudam Aleph, el Rav Chista dayinu imed in sofik meitzim levadei besakin uksheira, and the animal will be kosher. And our Gemara now continues, v'hilchus ha-kavasar Rav Huna b'shalei shiva ba'etzem, v'hilchus ha-kavasar Rav Chista b'shishiva ba'etzem, that in the scenario where one checked the knife prior to shechita, and then they did not check the knife after shechita, and then a while later they checked the knife, and the knife was pogum, and during the interim period they did not chop bones, then certainly in that case we pass on Rav Huna that we would have to be chayish, that the way that this knife became pogum is from cutting through the skin of the animal, and therefore at the time of shechita it was already pogum, and the shechita was pasul. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Diba Maschel v'hilchus Rav Huna, the chashina la'ar, and Rashi states, V'al yodi hoya maisa, v'hoya li Rabbeinu Yaakov b'Rab Yaakov, ba'oif l'isser, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now continues, and also teaches us, in the scenario where after the shechita, and prior to checking the knife again, one actually chopped up bones, then certainly we would rely on Rav Chista's heter, we would say that in Suffolk maisa b'nei vadai, and the likelihood is that the sakin only became pogum after the shechita was performed while the person was chopping up these bones. And the Gemara continues and points out by the fact that the Gemara stated of hilchus kavasar Rav Huna b'shalei shiva ba'etzem, so it's mashman Rav Chista would be chiluk even in that case. And as the Gemara states, mechal Rav Chista afagav lo shiva ba'etzem, that it would be mashma that Rav Chista would be chiluk Rav Huna even in a scenario where after shechita one did not chop up bones and then they found that the knife was pogum, and Rav Chista would still hold that the behemoth is kosher. The Gemara is bothered that how would Rav Chista be able to hold that the shechita is valid and the behemoth is kosher? El b'mayifkim, why does this knife have a begima? And l'chayr, even Rav Chista should agree that the only thing that we could be told is nikin by the fact that it cut through the skin of the animal and that caused the begima, and certainly that happened prior to shechita, and therefore he should agree to Rav Huna that the shechita is pasul. However, the Gemara answers, ema b'etzim d'mafrekes ifkim, that Rav Chista holds that even in this case, we would be toila that the begima of the sakin did not occur through slicing through the skin of the animal, and instead it occurred after the sheikh had already sliced through the kana and veshet, and then he continued, and the knife hit the neck of the animal, and that caused the begima, and that happened after the shechita, and therefore the shechita was kosher. And as Rashi explains, b'etzim afrekes, la'acha shechita shenoga b'etzim atzava, v'hi amafrekes, dechsiv, as the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph in Parak Parak Dalid, which discusses when the Aron was captured by the Plishtim states, when they came and they told Eli that his two children were killed and the Aron was captured. So the Pasuk states, Vahi Kaskiris, Arena Lakim, Vayipo Me'alakisa Achranis, Ba'ad Yada Shah, Batishovi Mafraktoi, Vayomais, Kizokan Ish Vichoved, Vu Shofat is Israel, Abom Shana. And Rashi continues that although the Gemara Paskin like of Chistel, Lakula, and in a case where we could be Taila, that the knife became Pogum because the person was chopping wood, so that makes a lot of sense, as it's more mistavra that the knife became Pogum by chopping wood than by cutting through the skin of the animal. However, certainly where we have a question, if the knife became Pogum by cutting through the skin of the animal or by slightly hitting the neck of the animal, so in that case it's a Safak HaShokol and we would be Machmer, and as Rashi states, B'lei Sfir Lan Kavasi Limit Lil Kula Da Hi Negiya De Etzim Aferekes Loi Pogum L'Sakin Tvei Ma'or Al V'Shvir Satzom Ba'is Bahu Vadid Talinon. As we explained, the Gemara continues, Hava Uvda V'Tar Far Yisif Atleis HaKavasa, that there was a similar story where someone shechted many animals, and prior to shechting the first animal, he certainly was boided to sakin, and the sakin was kosher, and then afterwards he wasn't boided to sakin, and he shechted a total of 13 animals, and then they checked the sakin, and the sakin was pogum, and Rabbi Yisif Paskin, that up to 13 of these animals were usa to eat, and were not kosher. And keep in mind that certainly in this case, this person did not chop any bones, and this is similar to the third case of our Gemara, as would we be Taila, that the way that the sakin became pogum was by cutting through the initial R, and therefore all the animals would be usar, or possibly we could understand, like Rav Chista, that the begima did not occur when slicing through the skin of the first animal, and instead the begima may have occurred when hitting the neck after the first shchita, and therefore the first animal would be kosher, and the other 12 would be pasul. And as we will see, that according to Rav Chista, there should be another tzad, as once Rav Chista was mekel, and he said that we could be Taila, that potentially the knife got nicked by hitting the neck, so possibly it actually didn't hit the neck of the first animal, and the sheikhet only hit the neck of the 13th animal, and therefore all 13 animals should be kosher. And as the Gemara continues, Kiman, that when Rav Yisif passed these behemoths, so who is he passing like? And the Gemara has to restart him, as number one, do we say that he was passing Rav Huna, Vafil Bekamaisa, and since he would hold Rav Huna, and therefore he would be told that the begima happened based on cutting through the skin of the first animal, so all 13 animals were possible. However, the Gemara states, Loi, that it's possible that Rav Yisif will not passing like Rav Huna, and Rav Chista, and he was actually passing Rav Chista, and when he stated that they were puzzle, he was only referring to the last 12 behemoths, but the first behemoth would be kosher, as we'd be taila that the begima did not happen by cutting through the skin of the first animal, and instead the begima occurred only after the shechita of the first animal, and the sheikhet hit the neck of the first animal, and his first shechita was valid, and it's only the last 12 shechitas that were not valid. However, the Gemara continues, v'yiboyisema, or I could tell you, lo'ilun krav huna, really Rabbi Yisif paskin on krav huna. And as we previously stated, that Hilchus Kavasa Rav Huna Kishloi Shiva Ba'etzem, and really Rabbi Yisif was paskining, we would be Toila, that the way that the knife became Pogum was by cutting through the skin of the first animal, and therefore all 13 animals would be Pasol. As the Ikra of Chista, Mechte, Mitlo Talina, Mimaidev Etzem Mafarekis, the Kamaisa Ifgum, Dilma Ba'etzem Mafarekis, the Basraisa Ifgum, as if we will say that Rav Huna is really paskining like Rav Chista, and he holds that we are not Toila, that the knife became Pogum through cutting through the skin of the first animal, then once we are Makel, and we're not being Toila in the skin of the first animal, so why should we be Toila in the neck of the first animal, if we could even be Makel further, and we could say that the Sheikhet did not hit the neck of the first animal, and he only hit the neck of the last animal, and only became Pogum after the Shechita of all the animals, and why would Rabbi Yisif passel any of the animals, and therefore it must be that Rabbi Yisif passel on Rav Huna, and all 13 animals would be Pasol. And the Gemara now continues, Amalir of Acha Breed Rav Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana Matzich Bidikusa Ben Kol Chada V'Chada, that Rav Kahana required that if someone's going to shecht multiple animals, that they have to check the knife between each Shechita. The Gemara is, Kaman, that why Rav Kahana require Bidika between each Shechita, and the Gemara states that L'chir, it's like Rav Huna, L'mifsel Kamaisa, that he must hold a Rav Huna, and since if we find that the knife was Pogum after doing the Shechita on multiple behemoths, then even the first behemoth would be puzzle. Therefore, Rav Kahana required one should inspect their knife between each Shechita in order to make sure that even the first animal was kosher. However, the Gemara answers, Loi, Krav Chista, Ulach Shuri Besraisa, that it's really possible principle to Rav Kana passing like Rav Chista and the fear of Chista, even if we find a nick in the sakin at a later point, the first animal would always be kosher, as we wouldn't be toila that the nick happened from the aura of the animal, and instead we'd be toila that it happened from hitting the neck of the first animal. And that's why Rav Kahana required that we inspect the knife after the first shechita in order to make sure that the second shechita would be kosher, and to make sure that the knife did not become pogum from hitting the neck of the first animal. And the Gemara now continues and asks, that if you're telling me that the reason why Rav Chista required inspection after the first shechita was not in order to be machshir the first behema, but instead it was like a bedika that was done prior to shechita, and it was done in order to make sure that the shechita of the second animal would be kosher, so if so, to boyin nami bedikas chacham, and as we will learn on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, based on a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, that prior to shechita there's a requirement for a chacham to be boyin to sakin, as Rashi points out, and by the fact that Rav Kahana did not require bedikas chacham, so must be that Rav Kahana did not consider this an inspection for prior to the next shechita and to be machshir the subsequent shechitas, and it must be that he's discussing the inspection that's done after shechita in order to be machshir the prior shechita. However, the Gemara responds that really Rav Kahana was discussing the bedika that would be done prior to the next shechita, and for this bedika he did not require chacham as eidecha nam bisurin, as we know that all that we require is one aid, and the shechita himself could be boidik the sakin. Therefore, there is no requirement for a chacham to be boidik the sakin. However, the Gemara is yichachim yikaranami loy, and if it's true that an eid echad is nam bisurin, then why would there ever be a need to have a chacham be boidik the sakin, and even before your first shechita? And the Gemara answers ha'amr Rabbi Yechon loy amru lahari saklan chacham elun pri kvedish chacham that inachanami, that even though the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin and Beis brings a makar that Shaul was boidik the sakinim prior to them performing shechita, that was only to give cover to the Chacham, and Rav Kahana is teaching us that even if someone had a sakin checked by a Chacham prior to Shechita, but after he does the next Shechita, he has to check his knife again in order to make sure that it's kosher and it wasn't pogum, and based on the din of Eidechon and Bisurin, that Padika he could do on his own, and there would be no requirement to once again show his knife to a Chacham. Therefore, it's possible that Rav Kahana Paschal like Rav Chista, and certainly even if one would shecht an animal and would not check their sakin and later on would find a pegima, then certainly there would not be a shayla on the first animal, as we wouldn't be toila that the pegima happened from the aura of the animal, and we'd be toila that it happened from the tzava of the first animal, and any future shechitas of any other animals would be puzzle. Therefore, Rav Kahana wants to make sure that one is boidik the sakin before shechting a second animal in order to make sure that the second animal would be kosher. And let's keep in mind that Rashi previously stated that ultimately in this case we would pass like Rav Huna, as since it was loishiva ba'etzem, so therefore it would be toila that the begiba happened based on the ar and not based on the tzavar. And Rashi also points out that certainly Rav Kahana did not entertain the possibility that the fear of chista that the begima did not occur until after the last shechita, and the begima only occurred when the sheichet hit the neck of the last animal. And as the Gemara previously stated, the ikra of chista mechte mitla talina mimayde ba'etzem rafrekas kamaisa ifgum dilma ba'etzem rafrekas to best rice ifgum. And as Rashi states, "Va'afagav b'mishninon hachi dechuy ba'almuhi kloyma lo ilum im lecha k'rav chista svirle avokana vade k'rav hunakam malu mifsel k'maisa k'kin le'el hilchas kavase." Therefore, Rashi states, "Va'sheichet afilu behima achas tzarich livde kasakin achas shchita v'mshachet harbi v'loy bodek b'intayim va'achach nusus b'guma afar rishayin asura." As we previously explained, before we continue, our Gemara mentioned eight echod nam b'yisurin, and Zok Rashi kol yachid v'yachid ha'min. And as the pasuk states in Pashas Re'eh, "V'zavachta mibekarchu mitzincha," that you should shecht from your bakar and your tzayin. And as the pasuk b'negeya kabanos in Pashas Vayikra states, "V'shachlas ben habakar," and as we know that even Yisrael could shecht the carbon, and even though Yisrael shechted the carbon, "V'ochel kohanim al yaday," and there's a mitzvah for the kohanim to eat that meat, "V'lehuskik lahamid edim medava," "V'leitzricha tera edim el loinish mamin amisas bezel arayis that gabinim dava dava mamin," and "Ayin Rashi mesechtas git." And on that base and base, Shere Mina Tir, Kol Echel Echel Misol, Al Afrash Truma, Val Shchita, Val Nika Hagid, Val Chilev, and as Rashi states in Mesech Zivamas and that Peches, the Samchino Le, Kol Zman Shle Nechshad, the Ilav Hachi, Ein Lecha Adam Ichel Misha Chaveroi, Ve Ein Lecha Adam Seim Lecha Bnei Besai, and as it also states in Mesech Zivamas, Al Koch Yishlon Leimekein, Uv Muskel Rishon Hu, Shem Yata Imekein, Ein Lecha Ichel Shum Dov Mishel Chaveroi, El Be'edim, and Ayin Rashba, the Yesh Mishapirish to ask him the Gabi Isha Visuffer Lola Atzma and Almoid Echonam Bisurin Kavachoyme Isha. And the Kavachoyme is that if an Isha who is generally Pasal Idos is still kosher to count and is Neman when counting Shivanakim, certainly a man would be Neman by Isurin and Eid Echonam Bisurin. And before we continue, as we mentioned at the beginning of this Daf, the Rav Huna taught us on Daf Tesim and Aleph that we rely on a Chazak Meikura, both Lechumra and Lekula, and as Rav Huna taught us, Behemah B'chayah B'cheskas Isoy Medes Ashi Yivadol Chobemen Nishchta, which teaches us that if we would have a Suffolk, then we would have to look at the status quo. In this case, based on a Chazak Meikura, we would go Lechumra. And then Rav Huna continued that we would also rely on a Chazak Meikura Lekula, and as Rav Huna taught us, Nishchta B'cheskas Hetay Medes Ashi Yivadol Chobemen Nishchta. And certainly in Shas, we find multiple different types of chazakas, and as we have a chazaka of Matthias or a cheskas umdana, which is based on statistics, and there is also a category of chazaka that we discussed by Yeshar Muad, and there's also a concept of cheskas raya, and there's also a concept of a kinin chazaka, and however, our Gemara will only discuss the chazaka to meikara, and as our Gemara continues, minah milsa da amra banan, uke milsa chazake, that what is the makar that the rabbanan had, that midiraisit is a concept of following chazaka to meikara, and I in the first wide lines of Rashi in Dibur Maskel Hadam Rabbanon Zok Rashi B'Mekrim Yishabri Samchu Al Chazaka Le'esav Le'hater Kahud Le'el. And as we saw from Rav Huna Daf Tesim and Aleph, and our Gemara continues and brings a Makar as Amr Shmuel Ben Achmani Amr Benison as Amr Kra as the Pasuk in Pashas Mitzraya B'Negei Nigei Batim states V'Yotza Akrim Min Abayis Al Pesach Habayis V'Hiskes Abayis Shivas Yomim. If someone sees that they have a nega in their house, then they bring the Kohen to inspect the nega, and if the Kohen sees that this nega seems like tsaras and it's the size of a gris, then he will go out of the house, he will close the door, and then they will wait 7 days in order to determine if it's tamei or not. Rabbi Nissen points out, V'dilma the nafik for asa batzle shira, how could it be that the Kohen will only paskin after he walks out of the house and he closes the door, if at that point it could be that it became smaller and it's less than the share of a gris? And as Rashi states, V'in haskeri haskar, the chaman delese dummy, as since it's smaller than a gris, then it's not considered a nega at all, and therefore Rabbi Nissen continues, Alab Mishum Damina Ukiya Chazake, and it must be because we say that it's a chazaka that it was the shear of a gris, and therefore the status quo would remain, and this would be the makar for the concept of chazaka to meikara. However, the Gemara continues, Maskevlo Rabacha Bayakov, Rabacha Bayakov asks the question that how can you say this would be the makar? Vidilmo Kagoin Shiyotza Derech Achayra De Kachazile Kinafak, then why do you say that the Kohen would have to rely on a chazaka, as it's possible that the way that the Kohen walks out of the house is backwards, therefore he continuously sees the negar, and how could you bring a raya to the concept of chazaka from the din of tsaras? However, the Gemara responds, Amalei Abaya, the Abaya responds, Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, Shtei Tshuvos Badava, I have two responses to your question, as Chodah, the Yitzia Derech Achayav, Leishma Yitzia, that since the Pasuk states, V'yotza Kohen, so the Torah tells us that the Kohen should leave the house, and the standard way to walk out of a house is in a normal fashion and not backwards, and therefore it must be that we rely on chazaka, as the Kohen could not see the nega the entire time. And even if it's true that the Kohen would walk backwards, however, since the Kohen has to close the door, so if the nega was behind the door, so certainly he cannot see the nega the entire time, and potentially the nega got smaller and is now smaller than a gris, and therefore we have a valid raya that we must rely on chazaka. And the Gemara continues, V'chitema de pasach bekavta, and if you will respond to Abaye's second point, that after the Kohen walks into the house, and if the nega is on the back of the door, so the Kohen will actually make a hole or a window into the door, and this way, even when he closes the door, he could still see the nega. Of Zokta Gemara, that a Kohen cannot make a window, as Vatnan, as we learned in the Mishnah in Masechta Sagoyim, that Abaye's offal in Peiches and Beichalenis, Liris es Nigoy, and if someone comes to the Kohen and says, that I think I have a nega in my home, and the Kohen goes to the house, and the house is very dark, and he actually can't see the nega, then the Kohen cannot use any other light source, and he can't make a window or use a candle in the home in order to check out the nega. As Rashi states, in Peislin, Bayis Ofel, Shetzarach Luftech Lechalenis, Liris HaNega, Poitrin Oysel Lagamri, Kedichsiv, and as the Pasuk states in Pashat Mitzera, Kanega Nerali Bebayis, Liv Alay Lairi, and we learn, Shim Oma B'makom Ofel, Vitzarach Shom Lahadik Saner, in a nega. In the Masechta Sanhedrin, Rashi brings two explanations. As number one, he states, Kenega Nerali Bebayis, is ksiv the mashma nirim meila va'oyed ksiv li v'loy lo'iri. And at this point, the Gemara is back to its original point for Rabbi Inasin, and from the din of neged tsaras, we have a raya that is a concept of chazaka. However, the Gemara continues amalei Rava, and Rava responds to Abaya that your response to Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov's question is not valid, as dika amrit yitzia derech achriv lo yishma yitzia kain gadol b'yom kippur meichiach. Although you responded to Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, since the Torah states v'yotza kain, so the kain has to walk in a normal fashion and he can't walk backwards, and whereby I can prove from the kain gadol b'yom kippur that this is not so, as the chsebe yitzia, as in Pashas Achri Mois, when the Torah speaks about the avoid of the kain gadol b'yom kippur, so the pasuk states v'rachas es besori b'mayim b'makim kadosh v'lovish es begadol v'yotza v'asa seglase v'asayilis ha'am v'chipa ba'adu va'ada'am in the Tanan. And even though the pasuk used the term v'yotza, the Mishnah Masechtas Yuma teaches us yotza boloi derech knisasai, that the kain gadol walks out of the kodesh kadoshim in the same way that he went in, and he walks backwards in order to show cover to the Shekhinah. And therefore, although the Torah uses lashon v'yotza kain, it could be that the kain walked out of the house backwards. And Ayin Rashi, kain gadol b'yom kippurim k'shuyotzim beis kachay kadoshim la'achay yitzaras kafu machta k'siv v'yotza v'asai lasai. In the Tanan Masechtas Yuma, yotza boloi derech knisasai panel klapin l'fnai l'fnim k'derech shenichnas kach mechaza v'yotze derech achurav. And Rava now continues u'de ka'amrit bayis ofal in pesim b'chalinus liris es negai hani mili hechad l'yischazek aval hechad ischazek ischazek, that the only time that we stated that one is not allowed to make a window in a bayis in order to check out a nega, that is specifically prior to the kohen actually seeing the nega. And if the only way that the kohen could ascertain that there's a nega is only by using a candle or a torch or by cutting a window into a wall, then certainly that would not work and the nega would not be considered a nega. However, once the kohen already ascertained that there is a nega in the house and now it's only a question of seeing the nega until he actually goes out of the house, then potentially he could still cut a hole into the wall and make a window. Therefore, potentially Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is correct that from the psukim of Nigei Batim, we would not be able to bring a raya to the din of chazaka, as possibly the kohen actually saw the nega the entire time and would not have to rely on chazaka. However, the Gemara will now continue and bring a raya from a brisa, not like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And as the Gemara continues, Tani like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, as the pasuk states, v'yotza kohen min habayis, n'yochel yelchel teich beisa v'yasker, and one would think that after the kohen sees the nega, that he would be able to then go to his home and at a later point come back and then close the house. And as Rashi states, yochel yehele rishus lelech l'teich besai v'lachse v'liska adeles, and as the Mashal adds in, inami alidei chevel oro kagoyin shoye besa samach l'sham, and ayin Rashi mesech tzadorim alidei shluchoy, and ayin Rabbeinu Gershom in Asugya, that states like Rashi mesech tzadorim, that he would be able to do so through a shliach. However, zokta b'raisa talmulim el pesach habayis, so the pasuk teaches us that the kohen has to do so immediately at the opening of the house, and he cannot leave and go home. And the Gemara continues, "I Pesach Abayis, Yochli Yamei Tachas Hamashka V'Yasker." And since it states Pesach Abayis, so one would have a habminu that a kohen has to stand right underneath the lintel and still be in the doorway in order to do this process. Talmud Loim Min Abayis. So the pasuk tells us that he leaves the house, and the kohen should not be in the doorway. And therefore, we learn Atchiyetsim Min Abayis Kuloi, and he has to leave the entire house. And Al Ketzad Oyim Bitzad Hamashka V'Masker. That he stands right outside the doorway and he then closes off the house. And the Raya of our Gemara will be for the next part of the Braisa, as the Braisa continues, Uminayim Shim Halachal Teich Beisa Vehisker, Aisha Amr Betech Abayis Vehisker, Shes Geir Muskar, Tamalim Vehisker Sabayis Mikol Makayim. How do we know that Bidiyavid, if the Kohen would actually go home, then either using a Chevel Oroch or by going back to the house or by using a Shliach, and then he would close the door, or he would actually stand in the doorway and close the door, that would still be a valid hesker. So the pasuk states v'hiska sabayis in order to teach us that would be a valid hesker. But ultimately, we see from the brisa that even if the kohen went home and he doesn't see the nega, that it's still a valid hesker. And even though there's a possibility that the nega got smaller and is now not the share of a gris, but we still rely on a chazaka, and therefore we have a raya to the concept of a chazaka, and not like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Gemara continues in is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and lemaisa Rav Acha Bar Yaakov stated that we can't learn the makar of chazaka from the psukim by nigei batim, but the chayr from this brisa it seems clear that a kohen could even paskin once he's home, and if so, we're certainly going to rely on chazaka. And how would Rav Acha Bar Yaakov explain this brisa? Braisa, and we continue on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Gemara explains, "Kagoyin de Kaimi Dor de Gavri Vamri Kidakoi Koi, and some agurs Vamri Loi Botza Kidakoi Koi." Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov will explain that although the Koyin went home, but they formed a human chain from the house of the Nega until the Koyin's house, and each person said to the next person that the Nega is still the same size, and therefore this Hesker is not based on a Chazaka, and it's based on Yediya, and it's a bit Sarach Biyar, that's L'chayra from the time that one person sees that Nega and tells his friend that I saw the Nega, and then that friend tells his other friend that I see the Nega and it's the same size. That also takes time, and possibly by the time that the last person tells the Kohen that the Nega is the same size, the Nega now changed in size and is no longer the size of a gris, Vitzarach Biyar. And let us see the top tesis on Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, the Yubam Masel, the Kaimi Dara de Gavri, and Zok Tesis, B'loy Zeho Yoch Loima, Kagoyin Shea Adam Echad Oymed L'Sham B'Shas Heska, V'Rosh Loi Chosa, El Reitz L'Farish, B'Oyse Inin, Sha'af HaKoyin Atzmoy, Ho Yoch Leida, Ayin Sham. And keep in mind that Rabbeinu Gershom states at the bottom of Amid, Rab Acha Bar Yaakov, D'Loy Sturile, D'Oikin Milchse Achaskei, and it seems Rabbeinu Gershom holds that ultimately, L'Maskonis HaGemara, Rab Acha Bar Yaakov doesn't hold the concept of Chazoka at all. This seems to be the Shita of Rashi as well, and Ayin and Tesis on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, and Diba Maskel, Menorah Milsa, Da'am Rabban, and Zil Basaruba, where it's mashma like this from Tesis as well. However, Ayin other Rishayin will explain that although certainly Rab Acha Bar Yaakov does not have a makar for the din of Chazaka from the din of Nege Batim, however, certainly he agrees that the concept of Chazaka is Midiraisa, and he would learn that it is based on Halacha L'Mein Shemisinai and would not have a direct makar from the Torah, and we will stop over here.